This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several times, we've been studying with you about the 3 crosses on Golgotha. Jesus Christ, of course, was crucified between 2 thieves. He in the center had written over his head, King of the Jews, by the Roman governor Pilate. This record is given in John chapter 19, verses 17 to 22. And you remember also from that record, the Jews came to Pilate and said, "Do not write that he is the King of the Jews, but that he said he is the King of the Jews." And Pilate said, "What I have written, I have written." And that gave us the thought of considering what might have been written in addition to those words over the cross of Christ. And we've pointed out that it might well have been written and told the truth, "This is the cross of deity, for he was the Son of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John 1 and 1. And John 1 verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." The Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Therefore, this was the Son of God. There was also one of the thieves who was not penitent. Apparently, he went to his grave. He went to his death without having repented. The cross, then, of impenitence. But there was another cross, the cross of penitence, a man who had been a very wicked man. But now, realizing that Jesus is the Son of God and coming face to face with his own sin, his own need, cried out, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Now we do not, of course, know all that the man understood by that, but he didn't know enough to cry out to Christ for him to remember him when he came into his kingdom. And Jesus said to him these very important words, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Last time, just at the end of our study, I pointed out that many people in reading this passage have been misled, perhaps by religious leaders, into thinking that all they today have to do is just say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," or, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom," or some such statement. But that simply is not true. That is not true because this man lived and died under another covenant. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the New Testament, was not in force when Jesus said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." There is no doubt in my mind at all that the man was saved, that Jesus was telling him that he was saved. But it is not to say to you or to me that we can be saved by doing exactly the same thing he did. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 17, the Bible says, "For where a testament is, there must of necessity be the death of him that made it. For it doth never avail while he that made it liveth." You see, Jesus was still alive when he said to the thief, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." His will, therefore, had not yet come into force. The Bible says, "For it doth never avail while he that made it liveth." After Jesus was crucified, after he was raised from the dead, he gathered his disciples about him and, giving the Great Commission, said, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and should rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem." Now notice, even after Jesus was raised from the dead, repentance and remission of sins in his name had not yet begun to be preached. And so the thief on the cross was not saved in the name of Christ, that is, according to his authority, according to his New Testament, according to the gospel of Christ. While Jesus was on earth as the Son of God, he had the power to forgive sin. But he did not do so on the basis or the conditions of the New Testament. You yourself, no doubt, have a will, but that will has no power until your death. And so the New Testament was not preached until the first day of Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ. And we'll look at that next time because our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us, and I hope you'll be with us next time. Until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.